and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys. Hang on to your shorts because here we go. We're going to be talking Dutch ovens, and I'm just going to shut up and let Bob go because you know what? These Dutch ovens, they're part of the Nurmico heritage. I'll chirp in every now and then, just try to keep him straight because he'll get on a roll here. But here we go.
It's funny because you say Dutch ovens in deer camp, and my dad tells me stories of the Depression when he was in the lumber camp in the UP. He was a lumberjack and using two-man saws and axes and giant horses and amazing pictures we have of that. But they had Dutch ovens up there too, and the three of them had to sleep together in a big bed with a million quilts on it. You know where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
So
it's a new definition of a Dutch oven.
It would suppress certain odors that big burly men get when they're out in the woods like that.
Right, yep.
But the Dutch oven we're going to talk about is a beautiful Lodge 12-quart cast. It's my favorite. I've got some smaller ones, but I really like the big one because it's – well, and they've got that combo. I've got one of those combos too, and it's not as tall and it's real wide. That one's maybe a little handier for deer camp because it's also like two fry pans together. So depending on what you need, one of those is going to be the most versatile thing you can bring, or both of them. But they are heavy. Mm-hmm. It violates your pack light rule.
Right, right.
So
go with a 12-quart because most people are going to have one of eight,
something
10,
like
quarts,
that.
Like,
yeah. So let's merge segments 3 and 4. We're talking roast
well,
stew
and
chili.
Well, you're in 4 already, dude. So,
we're talking roast stew and chili, but in 4, we're supposed to try a butt, try a burger, try a meatloaf. You can do all those things in a Dutch oven.
Okay.
They're really that versatile. And yet, it's kind of like your what we were talking about with the flat top, like my big commercial one doesn't react so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a Dutch oven doesn't either, but here's what else it does. It doesn't forgive real fast either. So once you get that thing hot, I mean, you have to really pay attention and practice and regulate your heat because what you don't want to do is burn the stuff you throw in this wonderful thing that was made to make perfect food, you know, then you've, because you're only bringing X amount of food.
Yeah.
And if you're not careful, you can get that nasty, bitter blackness on there and
burnt.
Then you feel like a fool. And you're supposed to be the grilling guy when you're deer camp. If you're listening to this show, when you're at deer camp, you are the grilling guy. So, you know, don't mess this part up.
So how do I keep it from burning?
Regulating your heat, being careful. So dig a little hole next to your, right on the side of your campfire, just dig it out a little bit and slide some coals into there and just set it on 2 inches of nice coals from the center of your fire.
Okay.
And if you want to cook a little faster and longer, the 12-quart has a ridge around the top, and you can put your coals on top of it as well. And
that's on the lid.
On the lid. And that's really nice. So you got to bring some barbecue or oven mitts. Because you're going to
welding gloves, whatever
yeah,
you
so
might.
That's what I like.
Yep.
So you're going to be handling hot cast iron, and it is not forgiving.
Right.
So when you're all done with your cook, don't forget when you pull that thing off that little pit, scrape those coals back into the fire because somebody might walk along there and ruin a nice pair of boots.
If you're drinking beer or other things while you're
eating.
Or
if a deer just ate your sock, you're
right,
going to have a barefoot.
Right, all right. You're going to have a barefoot, yeah. No need to prove to your buddies you can walk on fire.
So one of the nice things to do in that is, like, if you have any of last year's venison roasts, and I doubt that you do, if you have any organ meats or anything like that, The Dutch oven's good for that. You can throw your meat in for a couple hours. Maybe even, you know, we were talking country ribs the other day. There's a great opportunity for country
Which
ribs.
Is cut pork shoulders.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you throw those in there and throw some barbecue sauce, put some oil on there, saute them up nicely, and then just put some barbecue sauce and onions and whatever you want. I'm getting hungry again. And not too much sauce, but then slide that over onto the spray gig and let her bake for 3 hours, 2 hours. I mean, you can do a whole chuck roast in 3 hours.
Right.
And it's fall apart fabulous.
Do you put any liquid of any kind? I mean, I've heard people cheat with a can of cream of onion or cream of soup to thin it a little bit. Because if you use one of those cream soups and you just put the can in there, there needs to be a little bit more liquid in it or it gets pasty on
Absolutely.
It. So you can put beer, you can put milk, you can put whatever you want,
well, depending
water,
on,
whatever you
yeah,
want.
Yeah. You know, if somebody brought up some beer you don't like, that's a great use for a can of
right.
bad beer.
Right.
Because it's
that,
good.
With that lid on there, you're steaming things.
Yeah.
Right? So you capture that flavor inside of this thing, and it is an amazing cooking
utensil. So we like to do sausage. I go to Sobeys and get the bulk sausage for deer camp.
Mm-hmm. Like breakfast sausage?
I'll have a one-pound package of breakfast sausage. I'll saute that up, and then I'll throw a bag of frozen hash browns on there, the cubed or the shredded, doesn't mm-hmm. matter. And then I'll crack about 12 eggs on top of that. And then I'll bury it in cheddar and mozzarella. And I'll just set that thing on for about, an hour. I'll have already cooked off that pork.
Okay.
So I want to make sure that's safe before I start adding ingredients. And then I put my frozen potatoes on there. And I'll very often have morning coals. I'll be just setting it right on where the campfire was.
Mm-hmm.
And there's enough coals there to make it really nice. You put the lid on that for a while. And, after about 15, 20 minutes, the smell will drive everyone to the table.
Right.
Oh.
How long does that have to – I mean, hot's hot, right?
Yeah, but, it depends on your – how hot your coals are, how thick your potatoes were. But
well, then how do you know it's done?
Feel the smell. Okay. It'll drive you to it. It's done when your hunting partner says, "I'm eating."
Right. And well, you open it up and the egg's got to be done, right? You got cheese on top of those, so the cheese is melted.
Mm-hmm.
So if the cheese gets hot enough to melt, the heat's coming from the bottom, your eggs are done.
It's working all the way around it because you got the lid on it. Yep. But it's just, that's a classic example of how one cookware can take care of a whole bunch of functions.
Right.
So you don't have to pack quite as much. But I'll tell you what, that is we do French toast in it. My buddy's wife used to do French toast, and she would put the toast in the bottom, real thick cuts of bread. She would make the batter, and then she would dollop cream cheese on there, and then put Canadian bacon on it. And
you
then,
don't see that anymore.
And smother. Oh yeah, hey, you get it right at Costco.
Really?
You get it at Sobey too. And then smother it with maple syrup and put that in there. Oh my Ooh. Gosh, make you beg for buttermilk,
right,
baby.
Man? Ooh, that sounds good. You know, there's a lot of things you can make ahead and warm up in that too. Your stews, your chilies. If you don't want to spend an hour or a half hour cooking, it's a great warm up vessel.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Dutch Oven Show on the Grilling Guys Talk
Network. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
One of our favorite devices. But again, it's just passion. It's food. Conrad, do you have a Dutch oven?
Heck, no.
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 Does your wife?
My wife is Dutch. Does that count?
Christmas is coming up.
How come you don't have one? You don't cook?
I know why he doesn't have one, because nobody's ever taught him how to use it. It's the same reason I had one. I'm like looking at that thing. It's like, I'm not a big casserole guy. That's not my favorite thing.
You know, there's regulations about cults in this state.
Right.
I just wanted to let you know. And the cult of Dutch ovens is starting to scare me, you guys.
Yeah. That didn't take much.
No,
did it?
It didn't. It didn't. You know what, though, Conrad? You can cook a squirrel in a Dutch oven. Here we go.
You know, I think we need to take him up to deer camp. Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I've been to a few deer camps.
Yeah. I'm going to go up deer camp.
Well, you need to come to another one, because it'd be a lot of fun. Can we do this show remote?
All right, man. We could do that. Yeah. You're going to scare away the deer talking up in the middle of the tree.
No. They'll smell the Dutch oven. They'll be right there.
We threatened to do this from deer camp multiple times.
Where's the Dutch oven tattoo, guys? That's what I'm waiting for.
Well, you know what? If you pick it up, you'll have one on your hand. It's always hot.
Good one.
Nice.
Good one. Randy's always good for a quick shot.
Yeah.
Pork butt's good in a Dutch oven. You can do hamburgers in them, honestly. If you have very low heat and some great big fat burgers, Sobey will make you up some blends of burger that's crazy. He'll blend like chuck with round with
brisket.
Tony.
Yep, exactly.
You can do a meatloaf in it.
Yep. So really what it is, you brought an oven with you.
Yeah, you brought an oven.
And when you set it on there, it's closed. It's a closed area that heats from all sides, and it's portable,
but meatloaf is, I mean, who doesn't like meatloaf? Do you like meatloaf, Conrad?
My wife's meatloaf is incredible.
Really? Do you know how she makes it? With love.
Yeah,
special ingredients?
Love. Yeah. Hey, honey, is it ready yet?
Is it like bread? Does she tear up stale bread, or does she buy the breadcrumbs Progresso? Or
breadcrumbs.
Uh-huh.
Definitely breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good stuff. But anyway.
All right.
All right. You've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. And, hey, if you're going out hunting like we are, be safe. Get up and down out of the tree and have a great time.
Yeah, give us a like on Facebook and have your wife do the same. See ya.
See ya.